You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard on a midweek Wednesday edition of Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Also coming your way on 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. We are packed today. Lots of news to get to. Lots of things to talk about. Mark Ironside will join us, and we will talk college wrestling with Mark. And also, Kevin Payne of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy football playoff questions if you are in said playoffs. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. Like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That's also 319-366-1600. Iowa State women's basketball coming up tonight at 7:30 for you right here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. 8 o'clock or just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off of the top 25 battle at Carver-Hawkeye Arena between Iowa and Iowa State. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, man. Good afternoon, everyone. And it's bowling weather.
Dang cold. I know that. Not much better in the studio here either. But yes, and we will get to a Bowling Night in America preview for you, as well as an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Isaac looks, he's ready for the cold weather over there.
Yes, again, we now have the event covered.
I know that. I was here when it was covered last week.
Yes, and I had to retape it, so I spent that a couple minutes as I came in doing that. I'm actually in the process of texting Destiny because I am very curious as to why this happens. I just don't. It was blowing hot air when I got in, and now it's blowing cold air again. So I'm just asking them if they are messing with us at this point.
Hey, I know a HVAC guy.
I don't even know what it would be.
We've had so many here in the past, and it's a mystery. It is a mystery, as is why Bill Belichick is going to be coaching the college football North Carolina Tar Heels.
I thought that was a fake story when it first came out, or I thought there was 0% chance, just him trying to throw his name back out there so NFL teams would come knocking. And man, I was way off, I guess, on that.
So they are upset about retiree Mac Brown, so bring in yet another retiree of Bill Belichick, who I think is going to not take to the new world of college athletics in a real big way. Just my thoughts on that. I don't know. Maybe Bill is ready to dive into the transfer portal. Can you just imagine the just so glowing Bill Belichick in your living room trying to recruit your son to play big-time college football in the ACC? Man, why don't you come to North Carolina? You know, we're good. On to Duke. I don't know. Just my thoughts.
Let's not disparage the senior citizens. Come on. The retirees.
Well, I agree. I'm for Mac Brown.
Belichick's not going to sit in anybody's living room. Come on.
Who's sitting in the living room? All right. Maybe it's the director of scouting and things like that. I don't know. 319-366-1600. That's the text line, as I mentioned. If you'd like to get your fantasy football question in early, by all means, do so for Kevin Payne from RotoWire.com. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Many things to get to here, Mark. Mention Iowa State women coming up tonight. Cyclone Tim saying, I hope the Cyclones aren't as cold shooting tonight as the temperature is outside. Going to be a fun game. Really, really looking forward to watching that and the back end of Bowling Night in America, and then picking it up after I get home coming up tonight. But speaking of college football, Mark, Of course, as is proper in this day and age, you must have a rollout show for your conference's scheduling in football. The SEC has had theirs. The Big Ten had theirs earlier on today. And if you missed it, the schedules are out for the 2025 football season. And it is going to be a much, much more strenuous schedule for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes when they take to the field in 2025. I don't think there's any doubt it's a much stronger schedule than what Iowa faced last year.
Yeah, 5 at home, 4 on the road. And Iowa gets Indiana, Penn State, Minnesota, Oregon, Michigan State at home. Kind of a, you know, public promotions, you know, softball handed to the Iowa University of Iowa department. Road games at Rutgers. Iowa opening on the road in the Big Ten for the 6th straight year, by the way. Road games against Wisconsin, USC, Nebraska, and, of course, non-conference against Iowa State.
3 teams in the college football playoff that Iowa is going to be facing next year. Indiana, Penn State, and Oregon. 8 bowl teams. Basically 8 out of 10 after you throw away the Great Danes of Albany and UMass. Those 2 non-conference games, which should not tax the Hawkeyes a whole lot. But the only 2 teams that did not make bowls would be Wisconsin and Michigan State for Iowa. But this is a much more daunting schedule, certainly. The 2 bye weeks will come 1 October the 4th. After the 5th game and after the 2nd Big Ten game, the home game against the Indiana Hoosiers and Kurt Cignetti coming over. The other bye idle day will be November the 1st. Iowa actually will have 3 straight home games in the Big Ten schedule. Kind of a weird, wacky part of the Big Ten, but that's the world we live in, with a bye week thrown in between the 2nd and the 3rd straight home game. So Iowa's going to have Penn State, Minnesota, and Oregon. Yes, the Ducks will be flying. Will they bring the inflatable duck? That is the biggest question, I think, of 2025. And Isaac, if you see a duck in Iowa City, please, in early November, get video and or photographic evidence.
I will. I'll do my best.
I can just see that thing just floating along the Iowa River.
I'm a, if nothing, boots on the ground reporter for Iowa City presence there for you guys.
But man, it is going to be, it's going to be much more daunting this year for the Iowa football team. 319-366-1600, your early thoughts about the schedule. Lot of things. You got a lot of things on the scoreboard, and we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Sorry, Greg and Epworth, to remind you that the Badgers did not make a bowl game this year, but I've got confidence that Wisconsin is going to bounce back. I don't know in how big of a way, and if they don't, I also think it might be the end of the Luke Fickle era in Madison. Remains to be seen. We'll get to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple minutes.
We really don't know the composition of these teams, you know, fully. You know, Indiana's a prime example, what it did 2 years ago and then this year with Cignetti coming in, bringing a lot of players with him, going into the transfer portal. You know, we know what these teams were this year, but next year might be an entirely different story, and Wisconsin might be one example of that. What's Iowa going to do? It was announced Logan Jones, the starting center, is coming back for the 6th season. That's a big boost. Maybe a couple other starters will return. And then there's the quarterback situation. Brendan Sullivan is going to be in tow, presumably Jackson Stratton, and Iowa clearly going into the portal and getting a big visit from one of the quarterbacks tomorrow. So, you know, these teams could fall back, fall forward in a hurry.
One thing that kind of bugs me is the fact that Iowa and Illinois will not meet again next year.
Yeah.
Not that you know, obviously what Brett Bielema has done at Illinois has been terrific for the Illini, but a border rivalry like that, and that's going to be 2 years in a row that Iowa and Illinois will not play. And it's kind of, it's sad to me. That's just sad. Yes, and it's another, go ahead.
It's unfortunate. No Illinois, no Northwestern. And by the way, no Ohio State or Michigan. Now that's going to change in 2026, but one more year and Ohio State and Michigan not on the schedule.
Yeah, no Ohio State and no Michigan, but Penn State, certainly, Oregon, certainly, Indiana, certainly. And yeah, it's tough. Another trip to Southern California, third time's a charm, right? Ask 2112. Yeah, Iowa, after the Rose Bowl trip this year, will be headed to the Coliseum next year. And the Coliseum undergoing a lot of renovation for the Olympics, which will be coming up in a few years down the road here. Good to see some questions coming in for Kevin Payne. Keep those coming at 319-366-1600 as we shift from football schedules to wrestling. Mark Ironside joining us here on a chilly Wednesday. You got your stocking cap on.
I do. I don't like being cold.
I hate cold.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out. Windy, breezy out today. Smart tonight going to be cold.
Would you even be in your stand today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be out there tonight.
All right.
Morning's not very good this time of year, but evenings, you get around a food source, I'm all about it. Cold doesn't really bother me when it comes to being out in the element. You know, that's what you're there for. And you just, you know, dress up, dress properly. So, yeah, I don't mind it. I like that. But just being on a regular every day, like, not so much.
Mark's appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids and right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And, happy 300th to Tom Brands.
Yeah, that's what do you call that when you hit a milestone? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Nice 300 wins. That's a lot of wins. That's a lot of dual meets. I mean, just think about going and, you know, just starting 300 dual meets. That's just a lot, let alone, I mean, it's just 300 of them. How many years he's been here since when? 10? 2010? I can't remember how long he's been here.
Ish. So, that's a lot of plane rides and bus rides.
I know. I've been on every one with them pretty much. I wasn't on the Missouri ride, though.
What about Missouri, Mark? Wins over Princeton and Army, and Iowa used some backups on the lineups, and Cullen Schriever got a chance at 41, dropped a couple matches. Arnold was down early, came back and won. Any takeaways from those two meets?
Well, I think that the biggest takeaway was, again, I wasn't there. I was dialed in and listening to Steven on the radio. But the takeaways that I could see is it was a good learning experience for Tom. Tom really had an opportunity to see what we had for backups, like you mentioned. Cullen Schriever, you know, losing a couple of close matches that he probably could have won both of them. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, that he just wanted to see what, you know, we had there out at Cullen and give him a couple of big opportunities. I don't know. I mean, I think Gabe having to come from behind and getting scored on early, it's like, I don't know what's going on with some of these guys on the team, to be quite honest with you. And I think that Tom realized and saw, and it was a learning experience for him to let him know that, hey, you know what? This team is far, the lineup is far from set at this point. But things are going to start really becoming coming into play at the Extreme Arena after Christmas. What is that, the 29th and
30th? 29th and 30th, yep.
29th and 30th, Extreme Arena, when a lot of these guys are going to be going, hopefully, head-to-head in the finals. Going to be an all-Iowa finals. So they can settle some things out at 25 and 41 and 74, 84, and kind of just throw them out there and see what happens.
Yeah, you take a look at these two, and the Princeton match, 39-3, pretty much went as expected. And then Iowa did a lot of things. Tom did a lot of things for the Army match. Knew he had it going into the end, so didn't send Keeter out there. Tried Fleshman out there.
That's good, though, to get Fleshman a match. I mean, here's the thing is, like, Fleshman has to realize, what was it, 2-0?
2-0.
Did he lose 2-0? I mean, you got to realize that, you know, I think Fleshman settled into the role as a backup, which I understand he can't beat Keeter. But at the same time, what if Keeter goes down? Have you done everything in the world to prepare yourself to where all of a sudden you're the man? Obviously, by losing 2-0 against that guy, no, you haven't. And that's the mentality that just, I mean, it's hard for me to get over, is that these guys just accept the role as, well, I'm just here to kind of be another body and be a, you know, a good teammate, which is great or whatever. But you still, I don't care who you are, who you got in front of you. You got to go in there every day competing for the job and competing for a spot. And we just, our backups, we don't do that, and it's very evident. I mean, look at Schriever dropping those matches, and, you know, look at what's the heavyweight's name again?
Fleshman.
Fleshman, you know, I mean, we're not getting, you look at 25, nobody's really done great there and stepped up. But then you look at 74, look at Patrick Kennedy. Now, there's a guy that wants to be the man. I mean, he's doing everything right day in and day out because he wants to be the man. And, you know, and I think that's also, it's prodded Nelson a little bit, too.
I was just going to say, I think it's...
Do you think Nelson would have got a tech fall?
No, I don't know. I doubt it, but I think it's... Give Nelson a little kick in the behind.
That's iron sharpens iron, and you know what? You can push each other like that, and all of a sudden, now I have to protect myself a little bit. I got to protect my spot, and next thing you know, they're raising the level a little bit, and that's why it's good to have competition in the room, and it's good to be pushed like that. So, the Soldier Salute is going to be an extremely interesting tournament. And fun to kind of see the results. I'll be kind of curious to see actually what we get for an attendance there. It's on a Sunday, Monday.
Yep.
That's a couple of tough days to maybe tons of people will take that Monday off, you know. And
it's also the bowl game, too, now.
It is the Iowa bowl game. What time is the Iowa bowl game that
1:30.
Day? 1:30, well, yeah, I don't know. It's a kind of a tough couple of days there for Josh Amberger and the Iowa City Area Sports Commission people to put butts in the seats there. But I tell you, to have an opportunity to watch – you know, some of these guys go head-to-head in the finals, you know, maybe they will. So, I know I'll be there. Iowa State plays on the 29th, right? Iowa State football on the 29th. And
they're the 28th.
The 28th. I was saying, sheesh, that'd be two tough days in a row. Iowa State on the 29th and Iowa on the 30th. So at least that's the 28th, so we don't have to compete with that.
Mark, one guy I think has wrestled pretty darn well since he got back from Albania is Patrick Kennedy. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, what's he got? Two techs? that's the thing, Mark. I mean, you let the results speak for themselves. You know, there's no getting down. What was Gabe Arnold down? 5-0?
Yeah.
Maybe even more one time, maybe. You know, and then having to come back, and then you win the match and stuff like that. I mean, Patrick Kennedy's letting his talking be done out on the wrestling mat, and he wants it to be known that he's there to score points and to dominate and not just go out and win. I mean, you know, it's funny because I was down in Fairfield, Iowa on Monday. Should have been at work, but I had some stuff I had to take care of for my mom, and I was at Tractor Supply in Fairfield, Iowa on Monday. And I'm going through the checkout. My mom's, you know, she's not there, but I'm using her farm account, you know, so she needs the lady needs my last name or whatever. And she says, hey, do you know, are you part of the wrestlers or whatever? Are you part of the wrestler? You know, like wrestled Iowa. I was like, yeah, I used to wrestle Iowa, blah, blah. She goes, oh my God, blah. I used to go, my dad used to take me to the meets watching, blah, blah, blah. She goes, hey, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but what's going on with wrestling these days? It's just so boring. I've got this nice older lady down in Fairfield, Iowa, in a Tractor Supply at the checkout aisle telling me how boring wrestling is. Okay, so there's something needs to be done. And if you're telling me that these three-point takedowns and these extra near falls are going to help promote the sport and make it more exciting, it's hogwash. It's not doing it. It's not even a Band-Aid on it. You know, I mean, it's crazy that I have to hear that from a lady down in Fairfield, Iowa, that turns on the Iowa State dual meet and says it's boring. You know, and that's where we're at. We need to be more offensive. We need more Patrick Kennedys out there that want to go out and score points and dominate and not just go out and, you know, win 3-2 or 5-3 or come back and just win at the end and, hey, it's a win, you know? I mean, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to watch that. And I don't know. I'm just on a soapbox. What else you got?
I don't know, after talking about ladies at Fairfield, Iowa.
I wish I would have gotten her name.
Well, I'm sure you could find out from your mom.
Yeah, mom's in there all the time, so
she'll know.
Mom will probably know.
She'll know. 319-366-1600 here. Mark Ironside joining us, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Parco continues to wrestle well. I mean, he didn't have big guys to go up against there, but did his job.
I mean, that's the thing, is we're not wrestling at Princeton and Army. We're not wrestling guys that are ranked, you know, top five or so in the country. I mean, those are matches we should be dominating and winning handily and scoring bonus points and getting falls. And, you know, we're just not. And I'm not, like, trying to, you know, be down or really right now. It's not just Iowa. It's just kind of everybody. Nobody really wants to just put a lot of effort out into their matches anymore. It's just like a win is a win, and they'll just take an easy win, and it's just unfortunate. And it's hard for me to watch sometimes, and it's hard for me to swallow. You know, that's why, you know, going back to Mark, I love a guy like Patrick Kennedy that goes out there who doesn't have all the talent and ability in the world. He's not God's gifted, natural, most nature's talented person, but he just goes out and he wrestles his heart out. I mean, that's, you just have to appreciate that, and you have to love that out of a wrestler, and we need more of that. And I think, honestly, Drake Ayala could be a little bit more, you know, offensive and getting after him, putting more points on the board, and he's been getting some wins, but they're not, I don't know, something's holding him back right now, and I think it's just finishing the shots, and I don't know what it is, but we got the heart of our season coming up, and I think, so going back to your original question, Scott, you know, what were my takeaways? Well, my takeaway was, I think it was a good eye opener for Tom to say, you know what, there's a lot of work to be done.
I think it would be great, Mark, if Tom Brands invited that Fairfield woman to the wrestling room just to see what the common person thinks on the street these days.
She was too sweet and too nice. She'd be too embarrassed to even show up to that wrestling. She'd probably think it's really cool, but that's the thing though. It's just like, you know, that makes it relative, you know, to me. Like, I'm down there, this lady really, you know, she doesn't know me from Adam or whatever, and I didn't ask her any questions about it. Hey, what do you think of wrestling? I mean, she's the one that's like, hey, not to be rude, but, like, what's going on with wrestling these days? Like, why is it not exciting like it used to be? And it's just kind of, like, boring to watch, and it's just there's not much action. And, you know, and then I was honestly on the phone yesterday with a friend of mine who happens to be a Cedar Rapids police officer, and they're telling me, asking me, like, literally the same thing. Like, it's just kind of like, and asking me, why is that? Like, why are these kids so good these days, but yet they don't put a lot of points on the board? I'm like, well, are they that good? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can't take one error, one Johnny, and wrestle the other one or whatever, but, you know, it's all relative, but I don't care how good you are. I mean, do these kids now in all sports think they made it because all of a sudden they got some NIL money and they lose the passion for the game and the love of the game so that they don't really put forth out there? Or is it because, you know, you're wrestling in Iowa sometimes, you got an Iowa singlet on, you're just scared of making a mistake, so you don't really want to take a risk or get offensive? I mean, there's a lot of questions and variables, but that's where I was very, very fortunate and lucky, is I didn't think. I just wrestled, and it just came naturally for me. And that's how Tom and Terry Brands were too, you know, and Roy Salger, and that's how Coach Gable taught. You don't think, you just wrestle. You don't be, if you're reacting, you're thinking. If you're the actor, then you're not thinking. If you want to be the actor, not the reactor.
Over in Vegas, the Cliff Keen Invitational, Okie State looked really good. They pretty much dominated.
I haven't seen the results from that, but
they got 192. Nebraska was second, but they were like 80 points behind. And Ohio State got third. Iowa State got fifth. UNI and got sixth. So they were fifth and sixth right there.
I mean, you got a guy that's, you know, David Taylor, who got some really good portal transfers into his lineup. And he's young. He's fresh. The guys coming in are young and it's something new. Anytime you get something new, it's exciting. And those guys, sounds like they're going out and they're wrestling and putting some points on the board. Well, I'll tell you what, when Okie State comes to town, that's going to be our, for sure, biggest duel of the year in Iowa City.
All 10 Cowboy wrestlers got top fives. Two champs, three runner-ups.
That's good for David Taylor. And David Taylor was fun to watch. He was offensive and
he's still going, too, sometimes. He was wrestling. He was doing some international stuff this summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was still, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he understands the competitiveness. He understands what it's like to be to compete still. So, you know, and I mean, they got, hey, that's what I'm saying. Like that right there, David Taylor getting that job at Okie State, that might be a little bit of saving grace from bringing Penn State down off of the top tier a little bit, just because he's going to start stealing some guys. It's not just Iowa and Penn State fighting for these recruits from Pennsylvania. It's going to be, now you got to throw David Taylor into the mix. Yep. and his assistant Kennedy and Gilman and stuff in there, and they're going to start, and it's going to maybe start even out the playing field a little bit there. So it's going to be interesting. And he's got all the money in the world to buy whatever he wants for recruit or for the portal transfers. So he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and it obviously already is. I mean, what are they ranked, third right now?
Yep. I think so. Yeah,
third. I mean, there you go. That's where we're at. And so it's kind of exciting because you're throwing another team into the mix that hadn't really been into the mix the last few years. So, and I love John Smith, but it was just where I think he just ran his course, ran his time. He was old school, love him to death, most decorated wrestler out there, and an unbelievable coach. But this new portal NIL stuff, it's just not for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't for him, and I don't blame him a bit.
He's not a Bill Belichick.
Correct.
Any news on Teamer, says 7782.
I have not heard anything. I've been asked multiple times. I didn't
the
go
woman
on the
at
trip.
Fairfield asked you how Teamer
yeah.
is.
Yeah, she didn't ask me, actually. She didn't ask me that. But I don't know. I wasn't on the trip. I mean, I don't think you're going to hear anything for quite a while. I think it's going to be a situation. My old man just asked me today, Gary. You know, I think it's a situation where he's probably going to be out for the majority of the season and come back towards the end of the season. So once I am around, I'm not even bothered to ask, because it is what it is, and he'll come back when he's ready.
Mark, real quick, one from me. A lot of Spencer Lee fans out there. He's going to Kazakhstan in a week for his first international competition since the Olympics. I think it's the first one anyway. So that'll be good to see Spencer back on the mat and competing.
Yeah, I talked to Spencer quite a while. We sounded together, actually, and before, who did we wrestle? Oh, it was Iowa State. And he was telling me about he was going to be competing, and I didn't even know he was going to be competing. That's fantastic. He feels really, really good right now, like really, really good. And he's excited to compete. So good for Spencer, and he's enjoying being in the room. And he said that right away when he got back from the Olympics. Like, he was in the room wrestling like 6 to 7 days a week, and sometimes twice a day. So he's as hungry now as he's ever been. Can you believe that? That's dangerous. So Spencer Lee is going to be really, really fun to watch over the next 4 years, as long as he can keep his body healthy. And that's what we talked about too, is just, you know, backing off, not overdoing it. And, you know, and just taking care of that body that's been beat up for so many years. And I think it's a situation where he's finally healthy, and it's just like, let me go. I can finally go. Let's go, you know. And just like, rein it back a little bit, because you don't want it to get back to where you were.
True.
DeSanto just got a gold medal, yep, as well, too, somewhere. Him and a recruit of ours, Black or something.
Right, Isaac?
Yeah, I can't remember
where they're at, but they just outscore their opponents like 80-5 or, yep, something like that, you know, and they'll get a bunch of tech. So obviously the competition wasn't super stiff, but but I mean, they went out and they kicked butt and they scored a bunch of points with a bunch of tech. So that's awesome.
Couple things before I let you go here. You're just talking a general umbrella. Wrestling needs to get more exciting. It's not just Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrestling
100%.
Needs to get
absolutely
more
absolutely
exciting.
I mean, we were more excited than Iowa State during that dual meet. I mean, Iowa State was like, oh my gosh. You know, if you come in here, and I was saying on the radio that when they came out for the warm-ups, it looked like they're going to light the house on fire. And then they went out there and it was like, you know, I mean, they didn't do nothing. I mean, a couple of weight guys did, obviously, but it was really, I'm talking just basically wrestling in general as a whole. It's almost like watching a chess match and they let it come down to one score, or they're wrestling on the knees and it's just a bunch of scrambling and rolling around. It's not exciting wrestling. You don't see any pins anymore. Nobody even going for pins anymore. And it's, to me, it's just not as exciting as what it used to be.
Man, we will talk next week. We'll find out something to talk about next week.
Well, hopefully we have some more insight on what's going on with the Soldier Salute and who's for sure going to be wrestling and whatnot. I'll try and do some.
Get your ear to the ground.
Yeah.
And see what's happening.
Yeah, what do they call that in the Army when they do some behind-the-scenes?
Espionage.
Intel. I'll try and get some intel. Yeah.
Recon.
Recon. There you go. That's the word I was looking for, Mark. Thanks, buddy.
And your cousin. Yeah, and your cousin Josh says he can catch more trout than you.
He can. I do not deny that. What up, Josh? Glad to see you. Hey, that secret between us still stands true, okay? I didn't see you the other day, and you didn't see me.
All right, Mark. Good to see you, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Mark Ironside's Parents brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, and Kurt on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Mark, got to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Yes, indeed. Mount Mercy has hired its first football coach. He is M.D. Daniels, most recently a co-offensive coordinator at Bethel University in Tennessee and formerly the head coach at Iowa Wesleyan. Mount Mercy will start competing in 2026. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell has agreed to a new 8-year contract, an extension as it were, that will keep him apparently at Iowa State through 2032. In baseball news, the White Sox have dealt Garrett Crochet, the left-hander, to the Red Sox for four prospects, four of the top 15 in Boston's organization. And Max Fried, the left-hander, has agreed to a 8-year, $218 million contract with the New York Yankees. Rocky Colavito has died at the age of 91. The slugger played for six teams in the major leagues, mainly for Cleveland. He also played 32 games. This is for the longer of tooth crowd. 32 games in 1952 at age 18 for the Cedar Rapids Indians in the old 3i League. Hit 8 home runs in 32 games. And finally, there was a Kim Mulkey sighting in Davenport. The LSU coach was at Davenport North to watch Divine Burridge play. Divine has already signed with LSU. Her teammate is Journey Houston, an Iowa signee.
And they lost to Central DeWitt.
Yes, indeed.
Last night, a good 4A team. 319-366-1600. We've got a lot of questions to get to Kevin Payne, and we're going to do that when we come back here in the Gym Class 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And the sun's out, but it doesn't really matter because it's very cold and temperatures will continue to drop through the rest of the day. Winds will stay strong. Wind chills will be around zero. And then tonight, with clear skies and the winds backing off some, we'll drop down to air temperatures around zero and wind chills well below that. Tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a few flurries around, temperatures will be in the teens. We'll climb to around 30 on Friday with a storm approaching Friday evening, bringing with it a mixed bag. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything.
clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring, Cedar Rapids Opera, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and potatoes are on sale right now. That's 5-pound bags of russet potatoes. They are on sale for just 99 cents, a staple for all those holiday dishes out there, the winter dishes. Soup, that'd be great on a just chilly night here in eastern Iowa coming up this evening. And also, some great specials going on right now. Kitchen Cravings, hard-cooked eggs, 2-pack for 99 cents, limit 4. Quickery Dinner Rolls, 12-count, 99 cents, limit 2. Nature's Touch Butter on sale, 16-ounce, and those are $2.99, limit 2. And milk, Nature's Touch Milk, 1%, 2% skim, whatever you like, 1 gallon, $2.99, limit 4. And don't forget to sign up for your Quick Rewards app to make life easier when you order ahead. All that available at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Harry Douglas here, and if you're constantly on the go like I am, then earbuds are a priority. That's why you need Technique's new noise-canceling AZ-80s. Like you, these buds work as hard as they play. You'll get Technique's legendary high-res audio, along with state-of-the-art noise cancellation, so you can stay in your zone. Visit us.techniques.com/sports for special holiday deals on the AZ-80s today. That's us.techniques.com/sports.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 888-665-0696 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check as easy as, that's 888-665-0696.
Back with you on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. We'll get to a Bowling Night in America preview here in just a little bit. Our talk with Kevin Payne of RotoWire.com is brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on 1600 ESPN. Get those questions in. We got a lot of them at 319-366-1600. For those who are fortunate enough to be in the playoffs, that is not me. I am in the Consi tournament. We will try to win some money back. That's the way it goes. I got Jordan Addison over the weekend, Kevin.
I got Josh Allen, my own Josh Allen, I was playing against over the weekend with the playoff spot on the line. If I had just played against the regular quarterback, I would have won the matchup. Same thing, knocked me out of the playoffs. Now I'm in the consolation bracket.
Yeah. 65-53, Russell Wilson or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, that's not even a question. You look at Russell Wilson, he's not going to have Pickens again this week, it appears, unless there's a miracle. They've already basically said Pickens is not going to play. We saw how that played out last week. It was not good for Russell Wilson. So I would definitely go ahead and go with Bo Nix.
Greg needs to pick up a defense. Denver, Cincinnati, Arizona, or Atlanta?
You know what? I would say the Jets, because I think the Jets are going to be out there. And I know he didn't list that as an option, but you get to face Mac Jones this week. And Mac Jones has got 5 interceptions in his last 4 games. And the Jets defense wildly has been underperforming this year. But I would probably say them. If I had to go with one of the teams that he went ahead and mentioned, I would probably say Arizona at home. They're a favorite playing against the Patriots. Patriots got to travel across the country. So I would say with the Cardinals, but I would definitely take a long look at the Jets.
More questions from Greg. Neighbors, Metcalf, DJ Moore, Ridley, or Najee Harris? He needs 3 of those, 2 wide receivers and a flex in a 1-point PPR league.
Neighbors and Metcalf is who I would go with, and then Najee Harris, who's been much better than I thought this year now. What's his face? Warren has been good, but I would still go with Najee Harris at running back, and then Neighbors and Metcalf at wide receivers. You're talking, and other than maybe Neighbors, I think he's been pretty consistent, no matter who's been a quarterback. Just imagine if the guy actually had somebody decent throwing to him. But if you take a look, this is a list of wide receivers who have been up and down all year. Either they've been, like, very hit or miss, not a lot of consistency there amongst the guys you mentioned. Even Ridley, some great games, but then some games where he's totally disappeared and not gotten targets. So Neighbors, Metcalf, and Najee Harris.
Yeah, and then Garendo or Jonathan Taylor. Not sure of Garendo's health, Kevin.
Yeah, no. You got to go Jonathan Taylor, even if Garendo's going to be out there. I don't think he is. He didn't practice again today, so this is 2 days in a row. They're calling him questionable. I don't think he's going to play because the game's tomorrow night. I think they're going to go to Patrick Taylor, who's kind of like the fourth or fifth string guy at this point, with Elijah Mitchell, Mason, McCaffrey, now Garendo. All banged up, but I think even if Garendo's going to be out there, you're going to see some Patrick Taylor, kind of a timeshare. So definitely I would go with Jonathan Taylor, even though it's a tough road matchup in Denver.
1288 is in a half-point PPR league. Travis Etienne, Sincere McCormick, or Xavier Leggett in the flex, first of all?
We are going to go with Sincere McCormick, and this is a great lesson for fantasy players. I know it's the playoffs. Did anybody think at the beginning of the season we would be choosing Sincere McCormick as a starter for flex? Now, my problem with Etienne is Bigsby's back, and he's getting the bulk of the carries. Had, I think, 18 carries to Etienne's one, and Etienne's going to catch some passes out of the field. Great. But Sincere McCormick, they already went ahead and said today that if Alexander Mattison's back Monday night, doesn't matter. It's going to be Sincere McCormick. They want to take a long look at this kid. Why wouldn't you see if you have the running back of the future? Mattison's not had a good season. I think he averages 3.6 yards a carry. He's on a one-year deal. So I would go with Sincere McCormick for part one.
Part number two, are the Commanders' defense a good play versus the depleted Saints?
I think they are, because I think they're going to go with Rattler quarterback, I think, but I'm not sure. But either way, you're going to have a backup of the backup, and or the backup quarterback, and making kind of, you know, coming in a little bit cold. So I would say that the Commanders are a good play. I mean, they do a good job against the run too. You're going to have to go ahead. Kendre Miller had a nice game back last week for the Saints. But I think that, you know, you're going to see a couple of turnovers and definitely a couple of sacks. So I do like the Commanders a lot, even though they're going to go ahead and be playing down in New Orleans.
Full PPR needs a flex. Waddle or Jonathan Taylor?
Gosh, Taylor seems like he's a little bit more safe. That being said, I think I would go with Jaylen Waddle. Tua's looked really good the last few weeks. He's putting up some big numbers. So I would go with Waddle between those two. If you're looking for a solid floor, though, I would go with Taylor. I guess that's what I would say. But I'm always about the upside, and I think that Waddle at this point has got more upside than Jonathan Taylor.
Kevin Payne joining us. You have a question, 319-366-1600, about your fantasy football playoffs. Kevin's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. 2112 asking Flowers or Thielen in the flex.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say Adam Thielen, who's been unbelievable the last 2 weeks. 201 receiving yards, a touchdown. He's gotten 21, 11, and 10 targets the last two games. So I think you ride the hot hand, especially at home against the Dallas defense that's more or less given up on the season. I really like Adam Thielen. I didn't think I'd be saying this about a guy who's on the wrong side of 34 years old. But, man, he's looked great the last two games. So I'm going to say go ahead and ride the hot hand with him.
46-30, Stroud or Geno Smith?
Geno Smith. I mean, if you look at first of all, Miami's still got a really good pass defense. I know that Rodgers tore him apart last week, but Stroud really doesn't have a lot of impressive games. That's my problem there. I do think that this could be a shootout up there in Seattle. This is not the Legion of Boom, not the defense Seattle once had. So I think that both teams can go ahead, move the ball up and down the field, look for Metcalf to have a better game this week, getting away from that injury a little bit more, which should make him healthier. So I would say Geno Smith, I would go between those two.
1250 in a PPR league has Kate Otten and Jake Ferguson as their tight ends, but Tucker Kraft is available. Should he drop one of those or stay with those two?
I would go with Tucker Kraft. And if I'm dropping somebody, man, I'm probably dropping Ferguson. But I would definitely go with Tucker Kraft. who I believe has as many, if not probably more touchdowns than either one of those guys so far this season. I was just talking about that Green Bay game up in Seattle. I do think they're going to go up and down the field. Kraft has been a good red zone target for Jordan Love, so I do like Kraft, so I would go ahead and get him into your lineup.
67-90, Love or Hurts?
Oh, and we're having all that controversy there in Philadelphia, which also makes me think that everything's going to be just fine.
Absolutely.
yeah, I think I'm going to go with Hurts just because of the rushing ability, the tush push and all that. And he's going to go ahead and make a concerted effort to get A.J. Brown the ball this week. That's the way these things kind of tend to play out. So I'm going to say Hurts, home favorite. Yeah, I think Hurts will be just fine, especially with that ability to go ahead and get you those rushing touchdowns.
53.08 into full point PPR, Keenan Allen or DeVonta Smith?
DeVonta Smith. I know Allen had a couple of touchdowns, and he's kind of developed this rapport with Caleb Williams. But DeVonta Smith, we were just talking about it, had a good game, had a touchdown his first game back from injury. So I would say go ahead and go with DeVonta Smith.
75.08 needs two of these and a half point PPR. Brown, Jennings, Smith and Jigba, or Harrison Jr.?
Smith and Jigba, for sure. I mean, he's been fantastic lately. And then you still got to go, I think, with A.J. Brown. Again, I think that this is going to be the type of deal where he complained. I'm sure behind closed doors, they all made nice. They are going to do everything to get him the ball this week. So JSN and then A.J. Brown.
Yeah. 67-90, DeVonta Adams or D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, and Hopkins is starting to get a little bit of a bigger role there in Kansas City. That being said, we know Aaron Rodgers loves DeVonta Adams, and I like this matchup a lot for New York this week. I recommend it to a lot of people to pick up Aaron Rodgers and play him. Finally got that 300-yard game last week. They're a favorite in Jacksonville. This is a prime matchup. I believe Jacksonville on paper ranks 31st in the league against opposing quarterbacks. So I would expect Garrett Wilson and DeVonta Adams to have more big games than Aaron Rodgers as well. So I'm going to say go with DeVonta Adams over DeAndre Hopkins.
75-09, Cooper Rush or Caleb Williams?
There you go.
Oh, my God. Cooper Rush or who? I missed the second one.
Caleb Williams.
Oh, Caleb Williams. Gosh, Caleb Williams hasn't been playing great lately. Granted, that being said, I still think you go with Caleb Williams. I think there's more upside there. What did Rush have the other night playing on the short week? 183 passing yards or something like that. So I would still go with Caleb Williams. And I think that game quietly could be a shootout. I don't think Minnesota's pass defense is anything special. So I would definitely go with Caleb Williams over Cooper Rush.
And finally, 46-30, C.J. Stroud or Baker Mayfield?
Mayfield, again, if you take a look at what Mayfield's been able to do, and granted, he's been without Chris Godwin also, he's just had a fantastic season. If you go back and take a look at some of the game logs, him versus Stroud, you would think Stroud's, you know, just by name and what he did last season, has had the better year, but that's not true. It's been Baker Mayfield. So even though this game is in Los Angeles, you got to travel across the country, still like Baker Mayfield a lot. So I would definitely go with him over C.J. Stroud.
Well, you and I have to find some motivation for the rest of the year in fantasy football, Kevin.
I always say this to people. I always encourage, once the playoffs come around, redraft, get a group of guys together, draft a playoff league. There's a lot of different formats and ways you can do that. Keeps you involved with that. I mean, there's daily fantasy, too, that if you're out of it, you can do that for the next few weeks. But there's a few different options out there in the fantasy world to go ahead, keep you involved. But I always like the fact that most of the leagues I do have consolation brackets where you go ahead and get some sort of prize, however minuscule it is, kind of keeps people involved. I would say, though, that if you're in the consolation bracket, those people should be frozen from picking up people off the waiver wire so you're not affecting the guys that actually did go ahead and make the playoffs.
True. And watch Rashad White and Jordan Addison not do anything this week. Trust me.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Trust me on that one. Before I let you go, tell us you got information if you want to do one of those leagues that you have available at rotowire.com.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of player rankings, too, going into this week for every position. rotowire.com/trial. All sorts of stuff, hockey, basketball, college basketball, all kinds of stuff going on. So rotowire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial.
Yeah. And
Bill Belichick coaching in college football.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. Can you see him on College Game Day or one of this will be interesting.
So. It's going to be bizarre. All right, Kevin, we'll talk next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Kevin Payne of rotowire.com, and big thanks to IMON Communications for helping us out as the sponsor of our segment. We'll take a break, come back, have a Bowling Night in America preview for you when we come back.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is a Bowling Night in America tonight, the position round in the final night of the first half. And this preview brought to you by May City Bowling, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America. They host birthday parties, group outings. They've got Globe Bowling Friday and Saturday nights. Call for open times and come see their pro shop over at May City Bowl and Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We will try to win some cold hard cash tonight.
A heater lately, no better time to keep it going than when the money's on the line. Position night, lanes 23 and 24 against Evans Plumbing, number two, which I think the Rusty Nails opposed just a couple weeks ago.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll let you know how that plays out and who the first half champion is. That will be coming up tomorrow on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. If you would like to inquire about all that they have at May City, Mark, how do you go about doing that?
Phone number is 362-0136, or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, should be fun. We'll see how it plays out. Iowa State women coming up tonight. More on that with Spencer on Sports coming up between 4 and 6. It's a later game tonight. 7:30 is the pregame here on 1600 ESPN, just past 8 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena with the tip-off for that one. Isaac, you get first pick. Who do you like?
I'll go Iowa just because they're at home. I'll go Iowa by 3 points. I don't know, like 82-79, something like that.
Okay. Mark, who do you like?
I'll take Iowa State, certainly, with the points.
What is the spread?
I've seen anywhere from 4.5 to 8.5. I don't know.
It got bet up to like 8.5 earlier. I don't know where it is now.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that number. That was pretty large. So I would take at least Iowa State in the points and that, but Iowa to win.
No, they know something, though. Perhaps. I think the Iowa women win it tonight. I think it will be a close game, and the home court is going to pay big dividends in this matchup. We'll see. I think Lucy Olson's going to be all right. Iowa is going to be a little bit more into taking care of the basketball, in my opinion, after the 30 turnovers against Tennessee. So, we'll see what happens tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll preview the men's game between Iowa and Iowa State. We'll have our Off the Glass segment. We'll talk college hoops with Kevin Lehman coming up tomorrow, all on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. Mark, you have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports, KGYM. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports comes your way next.
Max Bankman, I'm the new doctor.
Welcome aboard the Odyssey.
ABC Thursdays.
This ship is heaven. We're tending to our passengers' dreams. I'm in.
From 911 executive producer Ryan Murphy.